Today's Mishnah, Perek Yud. And we are ready for the Kapitan. Go for it. And so we have finished very rapidly the Perek that told us what the dinim are about the Shechin and the Mikvah. And we move on today to a new Perek that talks about Netek. And remember that a netek is a nega, which actually is presented as a bald area where the hair was actually, it was originally hairy, and now we've got all of a sudden this spot where hair has all fallen out. And there, no matter what the coloration of the skin is, remember, it does not have to be one of the Arba Maris Negoim. It can be, but it doesn't have to be one of the Arba Maris Negoim. The din is that it's that very fact that we've got this affected skin that is destroying the hair in that skin that makes it a nega. So this is a different kind of nega. And what are its overall dinim? Well, exactly as we did with all the other negoim, we first tell you how many weeks, and we tell you what the simonim are. But this is a unique nega. In one way, it also has a simen tahara, which the other negoim don't have. The other negoim become tahar when they lose all of their simanei tuma, or if they're parach bekula. You could call that a simen tahara, but it's not really a simen tahara because it's completely dependent on the circumstances. This is the only nega where something can happen that proves that it's tahar, and at that point it becomes tahar. So let's take a look at the uniqueness of nitakim. Hanitakim, they are similar to normal negoyim in that you have a period of two separate hezgers, which means you have a total of 13 days, which we call 2 weeks over here because the transition day goes in both directions. And there are two simonim. What are the two simonim? Well, like all negoyim, pision is a simon. But there's another interesting simen, and that is, as opposed to the simen in a nega ha'or, which is a two hairs that turn white, when it comes to nitakim, actually, white hair is irrelevant. What is relevant is se'ar tzahov dak, which are, dak means somehow weak. We're going to see what that means. Two hairs that are blonde, they're like a golden tinge, and that is considered to be a simen of tuma in a netek. So if it spreads at the end of the first week or at the end of the second week, if we find that it's spread, or if we find that there is se'ar tzahov, it's going to be a simen of tuma. Now, how do we define se'ar tzahov dak? So, se'ar tzahov dak, you know what that means? It means, says Rabbi Akiva, that it is very short hair. It's these little tiny hairs that are growing. They are not the size of normal hair that allows you to flip them over onto their actual roots. Zivrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, dak does not mean short. Dak means thin. I don't know how long they are. The fact that they are very weak and not strong hairs. They're thin hairs. That shows that they've been affected by the nega. I don't care how long they are. Afilu aroch. That's what it's called. And look, I mean, take a look at the common usage, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri to Rabbi Akiva. When somebody says the word, I've got a stick, but it's very duck. I've got a piece of bamboo to lean on, but it's very duck. What do they mean? It's very short? Of course not. They're talking about a long stick. But what they mean is that it's too thin for them to be able to rely on putting their weight on it. That's what it means. So same thing means over here. Do you think it means ma lashon omrim? Dak makelze. Dak kaneze. You think they mean dak, that it's lakui by being too short? Or do they mean it's dak by being a thin, even if it's long? So that's what people mean. So the pasuk means the same thing. Says Rabbi Akiva, okay, that's all very nice. Obviously, if you're talking about the context of a stick, you can't be talking about short. you're talking about a long stick, and now you're saying, but I can't use it because it's too dark. So then you're saying it's too weak because it's thin. I mean, you really want to seriously bring a riot about hair from sticks? I mean, why don't we look at the way people would refer to their hair, okay? So instead of learning from a kuna, why don't we learn from a sayar? So over there, when people talk about sayar, and they say, oh gosh, this guy came out with this awful haircut. What do they mean? That he managed to make every hair thin, or it's too short? They mean it's too short. So, okay, so then dak lakui in terms of a haircut means it's too short. So they say dak sarosh aploni. They mean dak lakui katsar. They don't mean dak lakui aroch, obviously. So the same thing is true over here. In the context of hair, meaning dak is that it's short. That's the point. So you've got these short, golden-colored blonde hair. All right, so now let's talk about that in Mishnah Beit. What is the din of this hair? Because remember the hair that we had that was a siman tuma by nige or basar, they had a lot of very important din. First of all, they couldn't be surrounded by other types of things. Secondly, they couldn't be at the edge of the nega. They had to be mechunas inside the nega itself. And furthermore, they had to clearly have been flipped after by the nega, but can't have been there from before. Okay, what is the din of Sa'ar Tzahov when it comes to all of those issues? So when it comes to those issues, it's like this. The Sa'ar Tzahov dak is metame in very broad ways. It's metame even if they are mechunas in one place, even if they're mefuzar, and even if they're not mevutzar, whether they are mevutzar, mevutzar means they're surrounded completely by the netek. They're not mevutzar, meaning they're right on the edge of the netek, together with the other sarot that are oimed. That doesn't matter in the least, because the halacha is that sar dak, whether it's inside or whether it's on the edge, whether they're together, separated, it's irrelevant. And not only that, but whether they're hafuch or not hafuch. That means whether they were changed by the presence of the netek or whether they were even before the netek, they were already there. It doesn't matter. But that is an essential quality of the idea of Sa'ar that we talk about, Sa'ar Lavan. Okay? So says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, no, wait a minute. That you're going too far. In order for it to be a siman tuma of the netek, it has to have been seen as having been caused by the netek. So, eino metame ela hafuch. It's only when the netek is the thing which caused the Sa'ar Tzahov. But if the netek didn't cause it, how is it a siman tuma of a netek? And look, says Rabbi Shimon, I mean, isn't that obvious? You know why it's obvious? Because let me ask you something. Which is a stronger siman tuma, Sa'ar Lavan or Sa'ar Tzahov? Well, let me tell you something. A Sa'ar Tzahov is definitely not as strong. Why? Because a Sa'ar Lavan does not have any way for me to undo it by the appearance of some other Sa'ar. Let's say you had Sa'ar Lavan inside of a Nige Or, not a Netek. And the coin is Metame the Netek, the Nega Or. And now a black hairs, two black hairs grow up next to the two white hairs. Does it make any difference? Absolutely not. That white hair is going to override any other hairs that are present. But how about the case of Sa'ar Tzahov? Sa'ar Tzahov, how about if two black hairs would grow up next to that Sa'ar Tzahov? What would be the din? The din would be that the whole thing would become tar. And Sa'ar Tzahov is not strong enough to outweigh the presence of other Se'arot, of any other color. So therefore, it's a Kal V'chomer. If Sa'ar Lavan, which is very powerful, how is it very powerful? She'ein Sa'ar Acher Matzil Miyado. No other hairs can save you from the simen of a Sa'ar Lavan, and pow, there goes your nega, you're going to have to be musgar muklat, and you'll be muklat ayado. Sorry, I should have said muklat ayado. And nonetheless, that Sa'ar Lavan cannot do its thing unless the nega was the thing that turned it into the Sa'ar. So therefore, it would have to be hafuch, and it would not be a simen tuma, eno metame, ela hafuch. And therefore, Saratsov, Dak, which does not have the power to overrule, a Saratsov Dak is only if there is no other hair that's there. Because there, a Sar Acher, any other color of hair besides that, is going to actually not allow it to be Metame. So then it doesn't have the same power at all of Sa'ar Lavan. So, Enodin Shelo Yatame Ela Hafuch, it's obviously only going to be Tame if it is Hafuch. That is my Raya, and I think it's a beautiful Raya. Says Rabbi Yehuda, okay, I can also, you want to talk about Rayas? I can also bring you a Raya. Because every place that it says in the Torah something about Sa'arot, what's the word that it uses? It says Hafach, right? The Sar Benega Hafach. It keeps saying Hafach Lavan. Okay, so then if the Torah wants to talk about Hafach, it knows perfectly well how to make you aware of the fact that it needs to say Hafach. Well, it doesn't say anything about Hafach over here. By the Netak, it says Lo Hayabo Se'ar Tzahov. It does not say Hafach Tzahov. All it says is V'lo hayavo se'ar tzahov. Hine lo fasa nega v'lo hayavo se'ar tzahov. It doesn't say v'lo hafach tzaro tzahov. So, okay, so there it's making a very big point. It makes no difference when it comes to se'ar tzahov, whether it was hafach or not hafach. Now, there's another very important nekuda, which is that hatzomeach matzil miat se'ar tzahov u'miat pisayon. What is very special about Nitakim is that they have an actual positive simen taira. And that is, if you have two hairs of any color other than Sahov that grow after the Netek, they will cancel all that Tuma. I don't care what made it Tame. I don't care if it was Pisyon that made it Tame, if it was Sa'ar Sahov that made it Tame. Boom! The presence of the Sa'ar Shachor or Lavan or Adom or what any color you want is going to make it tahar. So hatzomeach any tzmicha is matzil miyad se'ar tzahov, it's matzil miyad pisyon. And now to define what type of sa'ar, we'll refer to them just for making it clear. We'll call them sa'ar shachor, but they don't really have to be black. They could even be lavan. And the lavan will be a siman taira. So over there, what causes them to be proper se'ar that's metaher? Well, they could be mechunas, they could be mefuzar, they could be mevutzar, they could be shalom mevutzar. They are still going to be a very good simen. Now, how about if there was sa'ar shachor, which was there from before? Hamishu'ar. If there are two remaining from before, black hairs, and again, when I say black hair, I mean any hair which isn't the sa'ar tzahov. So hamishuar from before, matzil miyad se'ar tzahov miyad pisyon. They don't have to appear afterwards. If a netek has two sa'arot in it of any other kind besides tzahov, it cannot become tame. And it's also, the idea over there is whether they are mechunas or mefuzar, whether they are mevutzar, but they have to be mevutzar. If it's mishuar, then it cannot be that they are the last hairs around the edge. Because there's always going to be last hair around the edge, for heaven's sakes, in a netek. Because if there's no hairs around the edge, so then it's not a netek. Then you just went bald. So obviously, it cannot be matzil min hatzad. It has to be that rochok min hakama. It has to be away from the area which was the place where other hairs were growing. It has to be at least two sa'arot. So then that means that these black hairs, when I say, again, black or any color of hair, they have to be surrounded by a netek, which is broad enough for two sa'arot to grow in. Otherwise, they're just considered to be the border. And every netek has a border. Now, so what we said before, we talked about sa'ar tzahov that was there from before. What the din is the mishu'ar. Now, as we're going to see, this Mishnah, it's going to turn out to be a machlokas. But what we said before was that according to Rabbi Shimon, we said that it's not considered to be a simen because he brings the raya from the Sa'ar Tzahov that it's not a simen. And so our Mishnah basically holds like that. So therefore, it says, achat tzuba v'achat shechora. So let's say you have two heirs in a nesek. One is a tzar tzahov, and one is a different color, shechora. Or one is tzuba, or one is levana, a different color. It doesn't really matter. And here's where the Mishnah brings that out. It could just as well be white as it is black. It would have exactly the same din. Then they do not save, because where tzar tzahov is not a sign of Tumah, it doesn't mean that it is a sign of Tyra. So therefore, having a single Tsar Tzahov is not going to help you become Tor when it's combined with a type of Tsar that would have helped you to become Tor, and therefore, it's not going to be either. So in this case, it is put back into Hezker to see whether we'll get another Tsar, or to see whether there's going to be two Tsarot Tzahov, or to see whether it's going to be Pasa in all of those cases.